Thank you so much for being here today. We're gathered together to pay our respects to Louise Biggers and to encourage and comfort one another in this time of, that mix of joy and grief, both together at the same time. Joy and gratitude for Louise's life, a long life and a life well lived, and grief at her parting from us. And we will certainly miss her greatly. Thank you so much for being here and for encouraging the family and being a support to them today. Let's begin with prayer. Our God, we thank you so much for your kindness to us and giving us this beautiful day to be together, to remember Louise. Thank you for her life and for sharing her with us for a time. Lord, we were blessed and our presence here, Lord, let it be a testimony to our gratitude for her and the honor that we give to her. Lord, bless her family today. Comfort them and be close to them. We pray that you will stand beside them and strengthen them in every way. We pray, dear Lord, that you comfort Louise's dear friends and her brothers and sisters in the church. Bless us, Lord, as we share this time together. We thank you for being our God, and we thank you for your help today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Louise Biggers, formerly of Cowichi, Washington, was born on October 24th, 1934, in Athens, Arkansas, to Clara May and Homer Ashbrooks. She passed away in Walla Walla, Washington, on August 28th, 2020. Louise is survived by her five children, whom she had with her first husband, Charlotte and David Boddicker of Fort Smith, Arkansas, Debbie and Jimmy Jacobs of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Mike and Sandy Parsons of Kent, Washington, Annette and Lori Parsons of Walla Walla, Washington, and Barbara Altera of Yakima, Washington. Also, she leaves behind her five grandchildren, Sarah Bryson, Jeremy McClellan, Amy Smithing, Christina Kyle, and Drew Morgan. Louise is also survived by her five great-grandchildren, Sean Bryson, Dacia Bryson, Kennedy Kyle, Benjamin Smithing, and Caden Smithing. Additionally, Louise is survived by her two brothers, Dwayne and Jean Ashbrooks of Tiatin, Washington, and Elvis and Jan Ashbrooks of Muxie, Washington, three half-brothers, Ronnie Ashbrooks of Atlanta, Georgia, Roger Ashbrooks of Duquesne, Arkansas, and Anthony Ashbrooks of Murfreesboro, Arkansas. Louise was preceded in death by her husband, Harold Biggers of Cowichi, and her parents, Clara May O'Neill of Natchez, Washington, and Homer and Alma Ashbrooks of Umpire, Arkansas, and also by her stepdad, Charlie O'Neill, her stepbrother, Dan O'Neill, and stepsister, Dale Pierce. Louise was a lifelong attender of the Church of Christ and enjoyed being a member of the Summit View Church of Christ in Yakima. Louise was active in school functions and served as a Girl Scout troop leader. In her life, Louise served as a credit manager for Sears Roebuck in Fort Smith, Arkansas, and a restaurant owner of Tina's Drive-In and the Airport Restaurant in Fort Smith. After relocating to Washington, she opened Louise's home kitchen in Tiatin. Additionally, Louise served as the secretary for Fire District No. 9 in Cowichi. Louise loved cooking for others, playing with her grandchildren and great-grandchildren, shopping for antiques, reading, and most especially, new technology. Louise and the family appreciated her time at Odd Fellows Home in Walla Walla, Washington, and truly appreciate the service of Walla Walla Community Hospice. I really am grateful that so many from the family and some friends and loved ones from the church are able to be together today to honor Louise. Louise was a loving mother and grandmother and great-grandmother, and what a blessing for her to be able to have known some of her great-grandchildren. Obviously, as a single mother who raised five children, she was a hard worker. She came from a very poor background, but she always kept food on the table for the kids. She made sure that all five got a good education. In fact, all five ended up getting college degrees, which is an impressive accomplishment for any family, let alone a family that began in the rural South. Louise worked full-time and still found a way to grow a big garden and to can and to do whatever else was needed to provide for her big family. How many of you, just out of curiosity, how many of you ever ate a meal that Louise cooked? My hand's up. Yeah, just about all of us, right? She was a fabulous cook. She knew how to put together some good food. She and Harold were one of the first families to have me and my wife over for a meal when we first moved to Yakima back in 2003. Louise owned three different restaurants over the years, as you heard in the obituary. She owned two in Arkansas, one in Tioughton. She knew how to make excellent Southern food. And she was very hospitable. Hospitality was one of Louise's gifts. She showed hospitality to her children's friends as her kids were growing up. She showed hospitality to her restaurant patrons. She once showed hospitality to a young couple she used to call the new preacher and his little wife. And that doesn't come out right unless you say it in a good Arkansas accent, which I'll not try to imitate here. She loved to feed her family, first her kids, and then, of course, Harold. And he could eat a lot, and so I guess they were a perfect match. She liked to cook, and he liked to eat. Louise loved children. She loved all children, especially her own kids and her grandkids and her great-grandkids. She loved them dearly, but she loved everybody else's kids too, including mine. When my oldest was born 16 years ago, Louise was one of the women at church we could always count on to come and take the baby and give mom a break. Her family told me that when her daughter Charlotte was about to become a grandmother, Charlotte asked her mom how, after loving your own children so much, how do you find even more room in your heart for the grandkids? And Louise replied that love does not subtract, it multiplies. There is always room for more. And that's how she was. That's how she loved with everyone. She just added you into her life and into her heart. I mentioned that Louise was a great cook, but the dish that she served best was love. Her granddaughter, Christina, told me that 3 years ago when a friend of Christina's daughter died, Louise cried too. Cried for the friend, cried for her great-granddaughter. She loved deeply and well, and I am honored to testify before you and before God today that she loved me and my family too. That kind of love is a lifelong blessing. Louise was a faithful and dear member of the Summit View Church of Christ. She loved to help out in the kitchen. She would always bring a good dish for the potluck. She loved to be with the people because she loved the people. She'd come early to visit with everyone. She would welcome new guests graciously, and she would help out wherever she was needed. She loved God, and she showed that by the way that she lived. Louise was smart. She knew her Bible well. She could have a conversation with anybody on just about anything. She would always read the sports page. I didn't know this until talking with her family yesterday. She would always read the sports page just so that she'd be able to have a conversation with somebody about sports if it came up. She had an inquisitive mind. She liked to be informed, and she liked to communicate with people. And I also had not realized she was a technology junkie. When giant cell phones, the big ones, that plugged into the car were a brand new thing, she got one of those. And wherever she went, whatever the situation, when it was Harold's lunchtime, she would get that phone out, plug it in, and call Harold just to check in and say hi. Growing up, as I said, her family was very poor. But she took the opportunity she had and she made the most of them. She started out with Sears Roebuck in Fort Smith, Arkansas. She ran the credit department there. And at that time, she was among the top women in Sears. She was in a position very unusual for a woman at that time. She ran those three restaurants and she fed a lot of people. When she ran Louise's home kitchen in Tyatin, she took an old house, turned the basement into the family's living quarters, and ran the restaurant on the main floor. Then, of course, she worked as secretary for Fire District 9, not far from where I live. She was the kind of person who just thought that she could accomplish whatever she needed to, and so she did accomplish it. And then she passed that philosophy on to her kids. If they had an idea about something they'd like to do, she'd often say, "Yeah, you could do that." I think the trait of Louise that I'll remember the best after her faith was that she enjoyed being helpful. She just loved to be helpful. And I've heard a couple of you, as I've spoken with you yesterday or today, mention her helpfulness. She loved to be helpful because she just loved people. She helped her family, whatever stage of life they were in. She helped a young preacher and his little wife get started, get settled in, and figure out how to grow apples in Cowichi. She led a Girl Scout troop. She got her kids through school. She helped out at the church. She just helped wherever she could. Even in her retirement home in Walla Walla, as she was suffering from dementia, she still loved to have a job to do, loved to have some way to be helpful to people, whatever it was she could do, even if sometimes she wasn't exactly supposed to. She just loved to help people. She was a strong woman, and she loved everybody. It didn't matter who you were. The family was telling me yesterday that as she was raising her family in Arkansas in the 1960s, she loved her black neighbors the same as she loved her white neighbors, just as God would want us to do. She just loved everyone, and she loved well. And today, we honor her for how well she loved and for how well she lived. Louise wanted us to have just a short and simple service here today, and so that's what we're doing. But let me share with you a couple of short passages of scripture that she wanted us to share, and then one or two more we'll finish up. The first passage that she chose for us is a strange one for a graveside service. I've never used it as a graveside service. It's not one I would normally think of because it's just a greeting at the beginning of a letter in the Bible. But it's a statement of her love for us, and so I think it's perfect for her. It's from the little letter of 3 John, and it just says, "Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well." And first when I read that, I thought, well, why did she choose that? And then I read it with her voice behind it, and it made sense. "Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well." Just a little greeting, but from Louise to us, it's a prayer for our physical well-being and for our spiritual well-being. It's a parting word of blessing, just to let us know that she cares. The second passage that she left us is a statement of faith in God, a reminder of how much she depended on Him. It's from Psalm 18. "I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I called to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies." Of all the texts that Louise could have chosen from the Bible for us to share at this moment, she chose a prayer for our physical and spiritual well-being and a psalm declaring that the Lord is her strength, her rock, her refuge. Declaring that the Lord is trustworthy, that He is good, that He listens when His children call, and that He saves us, that He is worthy of praise. If Louise wanted to communicate something to us today through these scriptures she chose to express how she felt about us and about God, I think she accomplished it. Another passage that she loved was Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Louise had to walk through some dark valleys in her days. Poverty, single parenting a large family, the normal ups and downs of life, and then of course, caring for Harold when he had cancer, being there when he passed away. She stayed as close to him as she could, right up to the end. And some of you did the same for her, right up until her last days, as you had opportunity. And we honor you for that today. Through everything, the Lord was Louise's shepherd, leading her to quiet waters, daily refreshing her soul. Now her journey in this life is done. But just as God's goodness and love followed her all the days of her life, so now God will keep his promise, and she will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Louise lived for the great shepherd in whom she trusted, and today she is at rest in his loving arms. Louise also chose two songs that she wanted us to share together today. She was probably imagining that we would be maybe at the church building or in a chapel, be able to sing these together. We're outside during a pandemic wearing our masks, and so we've chosen to have just one person sing for us today. Let's listen to the second song that she chose, In the Garden, and then I'll close our service. Today we trust that as Louise walked with the Lord during her days among us, she continues to walk with the Lord now in a new way. Today we lay Louise's body to rest here in this beautiful park on a beautiful day. And you may return here now and then in the years to come to remember and to pray perhaps and to thank God for Louise's life. When you come, that will honor her and that will honor the God who gave her life. But when you come, remember that Louise is not here, that her body is laid to rest here, but only the flesh remains. The spirit has gone to be with her Lord. And one day Jesus our Lord will come again, and God will raise Louise back to life along with all of his children, just as he has promised. As it is written, "Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words." As we lay Louise's body to rest in this place today, we do so in eager anticipation of the day when Jesus our Lord will come again. And then we will see Louise again, not weak, not aged, no more dementia, no more suffering and pain, but raised and glorified with the glory of Jesus when he comes, and full of life, restored by God. As surely as Jesus himself was raised from the dead, he will come again and raise his people. Until that day, my friends, we may grieve because we have lost a mother, a grandmother, a great-grandmother, a dear sister in Christ, and a dear friend. But as we grieve, we do so in hope, waiting for that great resurrection day to come. And so I pray today that God would comfort you with that message, that he would encourage you, that even as you grieve Louise's loss, that you would thank God for her life and for the blessing that she was to you, as your presence here today testifies. May God bless you richly. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Let's close with prayer. God, our Creator, the giver of life, Lord, we trust in you at the beginning of life, and we trust in you at the end. We know your promise that you will raise the dead when Jesus our Lord comes again, and we put our hope in that promise. Dear Lord, we give you thanks for Louise and her faith in you. We give you thanks for her love for so many people, including us who are gathered here today and those who will be listening to the recording later. Lord, we pray for your blessing on her family that she has left behind. Would you bless them, Lord, all their days? Would you be close to them and strengthen them? When they grieve, would you comfort them? When they are full of joy, would you enrich their lives? Lord, watch over each of us as we go from here. We dedicate Louise's body to this place. And we dedicate her spirit, Lord, into your hands. We put our trust in you and ask for your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.